Hi there. The word for you today is more than conquerors. In 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14 we read, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. Few things can discourage you like children who don't follow your path. As Christian parents, we long to see our children serve God, right? If you've prayed, lived your faith before them as best you could, and yet they chose another path, your heartache can be deep. But you know what? Others have traveled this path before you. Isaac saw his son Jacob surrender to God, while his other son Esau rejected him. Aaron, the high priest, had two sons who offered strange fire on God's altar. Manoah lived through the suicide of his son Samson. Even the prophet Samuel's sons, 1 Samuel 8, verse 2 and 3, and I quote, didn't take after him. They were out for what they could get for themselves, taking bribes and corrupting justice. Listen, you're not alone in your concern for your children, and it's too early for guilt and certainly for giving up on them. Remember this, Jonah 2 verse 9, salvation is of the Lord. What does that mean? God and God alone, not you. God and God alone can save. So, don't try to take on God's responsibility or accept guilt that's not yours. Because God knows our hearts, He knows how and when to close the deal with your child. So instead of worrying, keep lifting up their names before Him in prayer, okay? And here's a second thing. Let God shoulder the load. Your part is to pray and believe God for them, then get out from under the burden. He can carry it. You can't. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your care upon the Lord, all of it, because He cares for you. And number three, listen, if they're alive, there's hope. God can arrange the circumstances and turn their stubborn hearts around. Jeremiah 31 verse 17 says, your children will come back again. That's God's promise to you, so trust Him, okay?